Isn't deity worship outdated by now, by Krishna's mercy?
Quote, for self-realization, the people in Satya Yuga, living a lifetime of 100,000 years, were able to perform prolonged meditation. And in Treta Yuga, when the duration of life was 10,000 years, self-realization was attained by performance of great sacrifice. And in the Dwapara Yuga, when the duration of life was 1,000 years, self-realization was attained by worship of the Lord. But in the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life being 100 years only, and that combined with various difficulties, the recommended process of self-realization is that of hearing and chanting of the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.121 purport.
In studying recorded history, we find so many occupations which are now obsolete. For instance, 50 years ago there might have been stiff competition to become a telephone switchboard operator. Prior to that, there was the person who went door to door picking up laundry. There was the retailer selling iceboxes. You get my drift. Through the evolution of living standards, with the advent of technology, something that was a noble and honest profession gradually became no longer necessary. We are not saying that those occupations were bad or good. It's just the way things go. Someone today runs a smartphone repair shop, and a few decades ago there was no such thing as a smartphone. This got me to thinking about deity worship, especially within the Vaishnava tradition of spiritual life. I don't need to be sold on the process. I get it. God is amazing. He is both Nirguna and Saguna. Since we have a difficult time understanding what it means to have transcendental qualities, he is kind enough to show a form. He shows several forms, in fact. These forms can be worshipped. They are non-different from the Supreme Lord. Installed in a formal setting, under the guidance of authority, you have a principal means of achieving perfection in life. Simply visit the deity regularly, bring some offerings, think always of the God, the person, and earn freedom from the clutches of Maya, which is illusion. I can see why deity worship would have been necessary in ages past. The temple stands out. It is a distinct area, separate from an ordinary house. Not everyone was allowed entry. Access was based on membership in the prevailing culture. Otherwise, a person might mistakenly assume that the deity was just a statue or a painting. They would not respect the process. Fast forward to today and the images are everywhere. Even if I am denied entry into a specific temple, I can pull up the pictures in no time. I can plaster them everywhere. I can spend the entire day seeing these images, which are worshipable. Why do we still need temples, then? What is that going to do for anyone? There is the story of Sri Rama donating a set of deities for a Brahmana in Ayodhya who was feeling separation. This was to allow for worship to continue in Rama's absence. Well, we don't have to receive those deities specifically, anymore. We can worship Rama through images. We can see Sita Devi in beautiful paintings. We don't have to pay a single penny. The images are available for free, retrieved from search engine results. Do you see what I mean?
In a way, the overabundance of availability has kind of cheapened the experience. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada often makes reference to a class of worshippers known Sahajiya. Their trademark characteristic is that they take things cheaply. They do not approach spiritual life, and especially the interactions with God, in a serious manner. The temple still has value. If the establishment is properly run, the experience within is distinct from what we would refer to as normal life. I can find a more peaceful atmosphere. I can better focus. I can block out the distractions, the daily responsibilities, the constant calls for assistance from friends, family, and colleagues. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is an ocean of mercy, Kripa Sindhu. He foresaw the deteriorating conditions before they manifested. He knew that processes which were ideal in the past would no longer remain as effective, due to the cheapening of the interactions and the general inauspicious circumstances of living. This linearly corresponds with the passage of time. Fortunately, in the present age known as Kali, the most potent method of spiritual life in devotion is the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rescue through sound. Profound wisdom from a name. A complete experience in connection, yoga, through mantras. A strong, isolated relationship, whether amidst chaos or serenity. In closing, whether in peaceful state, or more chaos to create, a simple method through, from Bhagavan who knew, that this time not ideal, for worship of deity appeal, for same benefit to grant, the holy names chant.